Isaiah chapter 50. And we're going to just read and look at the last two verses. Isaiah 50 verses 10 and 11. Who is among you that fears the Lord, that obeys the voice of His servant, that walks in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourself about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire and in the sparks that you have kindled. This shall you have of mine hand, you shall lie down in sorrow. Now, what we see here is an obvious contrast. Verse 10, speaking to the believer who is in a time of trouble or trial, that is in darkness, and then those who like to walk by their own light, their own sparks. So we have two different contrasting groups of people described in these last two verses here in Isaiah 50. The first is we're going to talk about is verse 10, the believer and his troubles. Excuse me, the believer and his troubles. Who is among you that fears the Lord? So that person, the only way anyone could fear the Lord, or that is reverence Him, is a child of God, a child of grace. Who is among you that fears the Lord and that obeys the voice of His servant? By birth and by nature and by practice, we do not fear the Lord. We fear man. We fear offending people. We fear anyone, and we reverence anyone other than the Lord. And we do not obey Him. So he says, those who fear the Lord, those among you who fear the Lord and obey the voice of His servant. To fear the Lord is to be taught to reverence and surrender to God in Christ. That's to fear the Lord are those who have been made and taught by free grace, by inspiration of God, to reverence Him. It doesn't necessarily mean a slavish fear at all. But He's addressing believers, those who fear the Lord, who understand a little bit about His holiness, His righteousness, His grace, and who have been taught by the Spirit of grace to know a little bit about ourselves, how unworthy and unrighteous and how vile we are, who have laid our soul's interest at the feet of the cross and trust Christ. These are those who are addressed in verse 10. And it also describes the children of grace as those that obey the voice of their servant, or obey the voice of His servant. Our God obeys the voice. Though we cannot always see our Lord clearly, we will press on in obedient love to our Master and our Savior. But here's the problem. Here's the trouble. He says, these are those who fear the Lord and obey the voice of the servant, of our servant, but walk in darkness and hath no light. Now, that's not meaning that we've never seen the light, because again, it doesn't fit with the context of the verse. If we fear the Lord and obey Him, we must have seen the light. We must have been given grace to walk in the light. But here's the situation. Oftentimes, we are said to walk in darkness. And again, it does not mean that we are without hope or without grace, but rather it's a season of trial, trouble, and heartache. And these times, these seasons, are many in the life of God's children. So he says, you, who is among you that fears the Lord, that obeys the voice of his servant, that walks in darkness and has no light. We often think that our Lord has abandoned us. We often think that he has left us alone or perhaps forsaken us. But he will not allow one sheep to perish for whom the Son has suffered so grievously. He won't allow that. Let me give you some examples of those who feared the Lord and obeyed him, and yet have many times of darkness and seasons of no light. David. You remember when David was pursued by his own son Absalom? What a horrible season of darkness that must have been for him. From his own loins, one of his own children, one to whom he would die for and love greatly, desired to kill him and pursue hot after him. What a season of darkness and trial. And when we studied the life of David years ago, we saw how difficult he was. Up and down. He was close to his God, and then he thought that God had forsaken him. The struggles and the trials that the believer goes through. Well, when we did our study in the book of Acts years ago also, the New Testament church, they were scattered every which way because of persecution. And if you have times of great sickness, times of great persecution because of the gospel, and times of hardship or trouble or heartache, whatever they might be, after a while that gets to you. I mean, it wears on you, and you begin to think in your mind and begin to contemplate in your heart that perhaps God has abandoned us. Perhaps he's left us alone, but he has not. He has not. Because, as I said, he will not allow one single solitary sheep to be lost. He just won't do that. No. So then I ask the question, which the answer is found in the latter part of the same verse, verse 10. What are we then to do? Well, our text has our answer. May we read it, learn it, and live it. Look at the last part of this verse, verse 10. Again, who is among you that fears the Lord, that obeys the voice of his servant, that walks in darkness and has no light? What are we to do? Let that person, let that sheep, let that lowly lamb, that tried and troubled believer, let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. That's the title of the message this morning. Staying upon our God. What are we to do? Trust in the name of the Lord. Turn to Psalms 123. Look at David's. Here's David's attitude in such a time of walking in darkness and seeming to have no life. Psalms 123. And look at verse 2. Psalm 123 and verse 2. Behold, as the eyes of the servant look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that he have mercy upon us. We stay trust in the Lord. We stay with him. We stay. It's that the believer, though we go through many, we get knocked down an awful lot, and we pull ourselves down an awful lot, and then we allow things to get a hold of us more than we ought. The believer, because of the grace of God within, the believer will fall, but he'll be raised back up. He'll be brought back up because the Spirit who is in you, the Spirit who is in me, is the Spirit of Christ. And that's new life. And that's grace within us. And we cannot be down for very long. We cannot be down continually or eternally. So what are we to do? We are to trust. We are to stay. We are to watch. We are to wait and look. We're eyes beholding our Master, beholding our Savior, beholding our Redeemer. And trust in the name of the Lord. Now, I just have three of His names because it's significant. When, you know, when Bruce has been teaching Bible class and when I'm up here preaching, we talk about the name of Christ and the Lord Jesus Christ, and we talk about grace. And Betty and I were talking last night about all these other churches, and they agree. When you say something about grace, they'll say, oh yeah, that's what we preach. That's what we believe. And Betty and I were talking, and you know, the conclusion was, we both agreed that they're using the same words, but a different dictionary, a different interpretation, a different understanding, which is not grace at all. So when we talk about the believer who is going through difficult times, to trust in the name of the Lord, that means something to us, that we know who we believe. We know Christ, though we've seen Him not by the eyes of faith. We know Him and we trust in the name of the Lord because His name says something about Him. It's not the name that everybody else is preaching around here. That's a weak Jesus. It's a door. He's a doormat to be stepped on and wiped on and anything they want to do. No, we trust in the name of the Lord, the sovereign, ruling, reigning monarch. We're just going to look at three names. His name is found in various places in the Old Testament. Jehovah Jireh, when we've studied these before, Jehovah Shalom, and Jehovah Tsidkenu. Those three. Jehovah Jireh. That means the Lord will provide. When we can't see Him, when we're walking in darkness and don't have any light, may He bring these things back to remembrance that we trust in Him. And His name is Jehovah Jireh. That means He will provide. Now, that's pretty broad, but to the believer, it's okay to be wide. A wide footing is good. It's a narrow way, but to the believer, it's wide, and it's secure, and it's stable. He's our provider. That's what that means. He is our provision. And He's the one who will provide all things necessary to get us to glory. The Lord will provide. And also above that, He provided the perfect sacrifice for our sins, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our provision. We feast on Him. We're clothed with His righteousness. We're covered with His blood atoning sacrifice. So Jehovah Jireh, we trust in the name, the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the Lord of glory, and His name, one of His names is Jehovah Jireh. He will provide. He has provided. He shall provide. Everything we need. I was talking to Scotty last night, talking about different things, and the flesh says one thing, and the Scripture says the other. The world says this, and the Scripture says the other. Satan says, don't believe that. The Scripture says, believe Him, trust in Him. But when have David said he's never seen the righteous begging for bread? I know we think times that we're not going to be taken care of, but we will be. We will be. I was talking to a customer, or listening to him, and he's in his late 50s, and by the time I got done listening to him, talking to him, I was so anxious and worried. We got talking about retirement or something. I don't know how we got on the subject, but he said, I need $1 million right now to take care of me for the rest of my life. And he says, and you should ask me how old I was. He says, well, you need $500,000. And he kept on saying how we're not gonna be able to afford insurance, health insurance. We're not gonna be able to this. We're not gonna be able to that. We don't have good retirement. He was a worrywart. He just kept worrying and worrying and worrying. And then when I left there, I was just like, huh, what am I gonna do? Oh, I gotta get more customers. I gotta make more money. Then if I have a heart attack tomorrow, what's gonna happen? Trust in the name of the Lord. Jehovah Jireh. He will provide. As I said before, he will not lose or forsake or leave even the weakest of his sheep. Not in the eternity, because of the things that he put his son through for us. So the believer, what are we to do? Trust in the name of the Lord, Jehovah Jireh. And I left that guy and I thought, I'd hate to have been him. He said he's going to have to work till way in the 70s. He's scared to death to quit. And he said, I used to just hate work. He said, now I don't like it anymore, but I've got to be here. That's sad. It's just all, he's just trapped. He's trapped by his, and then when it came down to it, one of the real problems is he says, because I like to spend money. He said, my wife's good with it. He said, I just like to spend it. He doesn't have any hope. He's not trusting in the name of the Lord. Secondly, the other name that we saw and we've talked about before is Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. The one Christ is our peace in the midst of trouble and hardship. He is peace within and peace with God through the pure and washing blood of the Lamb. He is our peace. When everything about us is crumbling and falling apart, He is our peace. When we seem to be having hard times and trouble and walking in darkness and don't appear to have any life, He's our peace. He's Jehovah Shalom. He gives us peace because He's made peace for us through the blood of His covenant. Thirdly, I said Jehovah Tsidkenu. That is, He's the Lord our righteousness. He's the Lord who is our righteousness. He gives us a perfect and needful righteousness that God will accept, and also a righteousness that honors the law and erases my sin debt. This guy I was telling you about was worried about his debt. He's worried about how to pay things and this and that. Well, we might have some of those concerns, but not only legally, but spiritually and eternally, our sin debt is gone. We're as righteous as the Son is right now because we're in Him. And that's all that matters. So whether we feel or sense His presence, we might feel like we might be walking in darkness and have no light, we can say we're going to trust that He is my righteousness right now, and He is and shall be my righteousness tomorrow, whether I have anything in my pocket or not. Whether I have a place to lay my head or not, He is our righteousness. Trust in Him. Put your whole weight upon Him. Find in Him, as that song says, you're all in all. Now, secondly, he says, not only when we're going through these difficult times, to trust in the name of the Lord, but to stay. Stay upon our God. That word stay, I looked it up in Hebrew, and that word is just what it basically indicates, to rely upon, to rest upon, or to be supported by. Stay upon your God, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Tsidkenu. Stay upon Him, rely upon Him, rest upon Him, be supported by Him. Rest when your thoughts say to run. Rely upon Him when the world says forget Him and His gospel and His word. But you rely upon Him. You stay upon Him. Rest upon the finished work of Christ when the flesh says to lean just a little upon the arm of self. No, rest entirely upon Him. He's reliable, trustworthy, and has salvation for to give freely by His unerring and unchanging grace. And I'll guarantee you, you stay upon your God, you trust in the name of the Lord, I guarantee you that the light of morning will soon appear and communion will be restored and your faith supported. Because God will be honored among us and His grace will be magnified. That's just the type of loving Father we have, and the loving Son, and the loving Spirit. That's just the way He is. That's just the way He is. Now others say this God of sovereignty, this God of absolute supremacy that you preach is harsh and cruel and mean, but the believer does not see those things. The believer knows that He is altogether lovely to us. Now I have to close, and I don't want to spend much time on this, but I have to close with verse 11. It's in our text. It's in our reading. It's in our passage for this morning. Now you've got that other group of people, and they're the reprobate, and they walk in their self-enlightenment. The last verse of the 50th chapter of Isaiah. Now you have the reprobate, and here's what characterizes them. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire and in the sparks that you have kindled. And this is what you'll have of my hand. You're going to lie down in sorrow. Here is the sure result of all who trust in their foolish and puny works, which are called sparks. It's not a real flame. It's not a real fire. It's just sparks. But these little sparks, this little supposed light that they have, is really no light, spiritual light at all, because it's full of self. Look at how this is worded in verse 11. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire. You're working hard to kindle this fire. And you compass yourself about with your own little sparks. Well, go ahead and walk in your own little sparks. Walk in your religion. Walk in your denominational ties. Walk in your supposed free will. Walk in your supposed easy believism. Walk in your supposed infant baptisms. Walk in all these things that you've created, that you think they're little lights of righteousness, they're little lights of help, but it's full of self, self-righteousness, self-worth, self-taught, self-helped, self-promoted, which will promote sure sorrow, death, eternal death. Eternal death. I close with remembering encounter I had with a man who used to be a part of us years ago. He says, where's that in the Bible that says God helps those that help themselves? You know what that sounds like to me? That sounds like a little spark that he kindled of his own self-worth and self-righteousness. Helps our, this book says we can't help ourselves. This book says there's none righteous, no, not one. This book says not only that, but it says we hate God. We don't know Him. We don't seek Him. We can't find Him. That's what our self-helps will get us to. That's